The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests of Reality Realty are not necessarily the views or opinions of Northumberland 89.7 FM. The information given is designed to be informative and helpful. You should always consult a professional when buying or selling your home. Hello, Northumberland County, and welcome to Reality Realty, Northumberland 89.7 FM's real estate talk show, where we take on, we talk about, and we interview guests on all things real estate with a direct focus on Northumberland County and the communities within it. I'm Dale Bryant, and I'm a real estate broker here in Northumberland County, and my co-host is presently not here, but I'm sure he's madly trying to make his way through Northumberland County, legally, madly but legally. Dave Smith, he's a certified home inspector, and hopefully we'll see him soon. Today's show, we're honored to have the current president of Northumberland Hills Association of Realtors and real estate broker of Tip Top Realty, Inc. Brokerage, Diane Chapman, with us. And we'll be asking Diane what is going on at our local real estate board and how the board functions to ultimately serve local realtors to best service our community. We'll also cover, if Dave's here, we'll also cover how to survive your home inspection. We'll take a look at Snapshot, which is a snapshot of today's residential real estate market here in Northumberland County. And we will look at points to ponder. So let's take a look at first a snapshot of today's real estate market, residential real estate market here in Northumberland County. Over the past month, we've had 136 residential listings sell on our board. And the listings that are presently for sale, 426. So those numbers are very close to what they were last week. So the market seems to be staying steady. Over the past 12 months, the average listing price of residential real estate here in Northumberland County, which would include single-family homes and condominiums, the average listing price has been approximately $307,000. And those homes have sold on average for approximately $297,000. So people have been receiving, people fortunate enough to sell their homes over the past 12 months have been receiving on average approximately 96.8% of their asking price in a market time of 75 days. Now, it is funny because just yesterday I received a call from someone in the Durham area. And this so often happens. I was talking to a Durham realtor, and they asked me how long a particular listing had been on the market. And the listing had been on the market, I believe it was just over 60 days. And so the next question was, what's wrong with that listing? Well, if you had a home or were looking for homes in the Durham market or in the GTA, they seem to turn over lightning fast. And to them, a 60-day market time seems too long. And my response to them was, well, on average, our market time in Northumberland County today is 75 days. So we were still well within average market time. When I take some of these figures and I calculate an absorption rate, which is basically a ratio of supply and demand, and it lets us know if we're in a buyer's market, a seller's market, or a balanced market, our absorption rate today is at 32%, and we are still well within a seller's market here in Northumberland County. So if you're looking to buy or sell a home in the future, you'll want this type of information that is more specific to your area and the type of home you're either buying or selling. So talk to your realtor to understand the market information that's actually relevant to your home and your area. And these statistics and the information required to calculate the absorption rate come to us from the Northumberland Hills Association of Realtors. Today's mortgage rates, they haven't changed from last week. The best 5-year fixed is 2.54%, and the best 5-year variable is still at 2.05%. And these mortgage rates come to us from mortgage broker Carol Ann Bryant here with the Mortgage Wellness Group on Elgin Street in Northumberland County. Well, Diane, since Dave's not here, I think it's a good time to introduce you and have you as not only our guest today, but can you accept last-minute co-host?
Absolutely, Dale. Absolutely.
Well, thank you. So, Diane Chapman is in the studio with us this morning, and Diane has been a licensed realtor for over 25 years and is presently broker and owner with her husband Stan of Tip Top Realty Inc. Brokerage. Today, however, we've just included extra duties for Diane, but we're going to talk mostly today about Diane's position as current president of the Northumberland Hills Association of Realtors. So, Diane, thank you for coming. I know I've tried to get you in here for a couple weeks. You've been extremely busy, and no wonder. The market has been just very busy, and you're also the other work you do in our industry. I'm glad, and I know you're not on free time mode yet, but thank you for fitting us in.
Thank you, Dale. I appreciate the invitation and being able to speak with you today.
Great, great. Well, Diane, I'm going to move to our points to ponder, because normally Dave would do his recently revived How to Survive Your Home Inspection, and so we'll just pass over that, and we get into a segment, Diane, that we call Points to Ponder, which Dave and I, we alternate every other week creating the show for this morning. And so Points to Ponder basically can be a news item that's real estate related or community related. It can be something of historic value, something of trivial. It might just be a chance for Dave and I to rant, and hopefully rant safely, because we are live and we don't get second chances here. Today I did do a Google search of real estate, and there was an interesting thing that came up that I was well aware of. And so it's a little bit about change. And so, Diane, how much do you like change?
I think typically the average person is reluctant to change because it is difficult. However, in today's society, we are ultimately faced with change every single day. Personal lives, work, technology, even going through and getting money out of a bank machine.
Mm-hmm. And how do you accept change right now in your mid-30s as opposed to when you were in your early 20s?
Good question. I think change is ultimately a sense of looking at what's ahead.
Yes.
And embracing it and not trying to fight it too much, because if it's something that you can't necessarily, like technology, you know, we can't change it, so we learn to live with it.
Mm-hmm. Unless you just want to hide under a rock, mm-hmm. it's very difficult. Well, one of the changes that I'm looking at this morning, and I do think, you know, you drew some good comparisons there, internet banking. I remember how uneasy that was when we first did internet banking, and how unsure that our information was safe. And I mean, it's just like anything in life. As new technologies come in, there are people that try and take advantage of that, and the system grows and learns how to protect itself. I also think about the first time I left a voice message on somebody's voice machine. Do you remember that being awkward, Diane?
I do. Actually, I remember when the first fax came out, and my office where I was working at the time, we had a fax, and we could send out Mm-hmm. However, there was no one sending in because no one else had a fax.
Oh, being so, the first.
Yeah, exactly. So it was, we were a little bit ahead. So having said that, we weren't any of advantage because nobody else had caught up yet.
Yeah, they needed to sell those in pairs, didn't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, same thing. I remember first leaving a voice message, and it just seemed odd as all get out. Well, one of the new changes that has recently happened, there's been a change to the Electronic Commerce Act that took effect yesterday. And now all electronic signatures are allowed on an agreement of purchase and sale here in Ontario. We've been allowed to have electronic signatures on other real estate documents in the past, but the agreement of purchase and sale, there's been a bit of a holdout. Our government has wanted to do its due diligence to make sure that it was a not only a safe method of doing a transaction, but also that there was actual merit to the consumer and to the industry on doing that. And so they're hoping to save on paper. They're hoping to save on time. And not everybody who does a transaction is even necessarily in town or in country. So that is a big benefit to this new change, this new advancement in technology. Presently, there's already five other provinces, including Quebec, New Brunswick, Manitoba, Newfoundland and Labrador, and Prince Edward Island, who already allow electronic signatures in real estate. And so the change may be your realtor may come up to you in the future with their iPad in hand and show you documents electronically, in which case you could sign it on their iPad. It could get mailed to you and you could electronically sign the documents that way. It doesn't necessarily mean, Diane, that you have to, does it at all?
Absolutely not. It is something that was passed actually just yesterday, mm-hmm. July the 1st. And when you're speaking of change, again, it's another evolving factor for real estate and how we do business. So with us in Ontario, we are just starting this now, and mm-hmm. it's going to be a bit of a learning curve for all our realtors, I'm sure, in the province. But I'm sure in the end it will be beneficial for buyer and seller.
Yes, absolutely. And it'll be advantageous to the realtors. It'll be advantageous to the consumer. And in Ontario here, we have over 60,000 real estate brokers and salespersons and 40 real estate boards here in Ontario. There are a lot of us, Diane.
There are. Yeah. There are a lot of us.
Another thing I noticed in the news, Diane, is Rogers Communications, as we know, they owned Zucasa, which folded on June 22nd, which was a third-party entity in the real estate industry, and they made a stab at trying to get a piece of the real estate industry, which already existed. And now the news is that the Yellow Pages is trying its hand in the real estate industry, and they just recently purchased Comfree, which is a for sale by owner package that you can attempt to sell your own real estate. And Yellow Pages bought it for $50 million, and that transaction was scheduled to close yesterday as well. So a little bit of news in the real estate world. Well, this is Northumberland, 89.7 FM, truly local radio. Join myself and Diane after this short break. Diane is current president of the Northumberland Hills Association of Realtors and a real estate broker at Tip Top Realty, Inc. And we will be talking to Diane a little bit about the local real estate board.
For over 35 years, Northumberland Security Incorporated has been providing everything necessary for physical and electronic security. From locks, alarms, safes, access control to surveillance systems, and handicap door operators. We are virtually a one-stop personal and property security center. operating from Pickering to Peterborough to Picton and everywhere in between. Visit us at 22 King Street West in Cobourg, online at northumberlandsecurity.com, or call 905-372-8951, the professional security team.
We're all volunteers here at Northumberland 89.7. Interested in getting involved? We have positions on air and behind the scenes. Send us an email, info@northumberland897.ca.
The story you are about to hear is true.
Ed White fixed my refrigerator.
And?
He did a great job. Now I don't need to buy a new fridge. And if I don't get a new fridge, then I won't need a whole new kitchen to go with it. So my guy is saying Ed White saved him $20,000.
Guys, save 20 grand. Call Ed White Appliance Service in Port Hope at 905-885-7109.
Yes, it is worth fixing.
Welcome back. This is Dale Bryant on Reality Realty, Northumberland 89.7 FM's local real estate talk. And as I mentioned earlier today, we have Diane Chapman in the studio with us. And Diane has been a licensed realtor for over 25 years and is presently broker and owner with her husband Stan of Tip Top Realty Inc. Brokerage. Today, however, we're going to focus a little bit on Diane's position as the current president of Northumberland Hills Association of Realtor. So, Diane, can you tell us a little bit about the history of the board and how it functions?
Certainly. My understanding, Dale, is that the real estate board for this area was launched back in 1966 with a handful of realtors, and then it was incorporated in 1968. And at that time, it was called the Cobourg Port Hope Real Estate Board of Realtors. In 2010, it was then changed to Northumberland Hills Association of Realtors. And currently today, we have approximately 144 members.
144 members. Now, all of those members, Diane, they're not necessarily realtors, are they?
No, some of them are associate members, yes.
Associate members. So our absent co-host, Dave Smith, I believe he is an associate member.
Yes.
And so sometimes we get home inspectors, sometimes we get mortgage professionals. I'm just trying to think of what the people I've seen on there. So our board is formed. And what are the roles? We have committees within the whole system of our board. They're not at all the elected board on the board of directors. But can you tell us a bit about the role of committees within the board and how they different than being on the board of directors?
Certainly. The board of directors are your board members who ultimately make decisions for the whole association. The annual general meeting is held every year. When elected, you are in a director's position for 2 years. President, it's 1 year, and then you roll over into past president.
Mm-hmm.
The president every year then tries to incorporate some committees, which would effectively be realtors who volunteer their time and sit to make decisions and bring it back to the board of directors for ultimately the end result. But it does provide the board, the committees provide the board, the research component to bring back answers that we may have.
Right. And I remember that being on a computer committee, and I really didn't know what I was getting into when I started, but it was very interesting. And from direction, receiving direction from the board, we were given some assignments, and basically it sort of felt like we were a bit of a focus group, a research group to gather up that information for the board to review and help them. Yeah, help them in their process. Would that accurately describe that?
Absolutely. The board of directors already volunteer much of their time monthly in meetings to discuss the association's business. And then the committees are involved to help research, like you said, different avenues that we may have and to bring those answers back to the board. You had mentioned that you were on the computer committee, and that's mm-hmm. certainly one that it kind of involves with technology, which is constantly changing. Again, we talk about change, and it's something that's always in the forefront. So the, you know, the committees that are involved plus the board of the directors are always trying to put their, you know, their foot forward and be not ahead, but at least on par with what's going on today right. in the industry.
Right. Well, Diane, we're going to take just a short break right now, and don't go away. We'll be back after this break.
From July 1st to July 4th, come down and celebrate our nation's birthday at the 2015 Cobourg Waterfront Festival. With everything from local vendors to your favorite amusement rides, tasty foods from Northumberland County and beyond, there's something for everyone to enjoy. To add into the fun, Northumberland 89.7 will be at the festival, so come on by, say hello, and find out more about truly local radio. On behalf of us all here at 89.7, Happy Canada Day to all.
Jim McGrath understands that as much as we don't want to talk about it, wills and estate planning is a responsible thing to do for you and your family. With his help, you can reflect on your values and wishes and have a legal direction to let others know what kind of health and personal care you would want if you could not speak for yourself. Jim McGrath has been a lawyer for over 30 years, and he understands the law, so you don't have to. You owe it to yourself and your loved ones to call Jim McGrath today at 905-373-1999.
Welcome back. This is Dale Bryant on Reality Realty Northumberland 89.7 FM, truly local radio here in Northumberland County. And we are back with Diane Chapman, current president of the Northumberland Hills Association of Realtors and broker with Tip Top Realty Inc. Brokerage. And Diane, just before the break, we were talking a little bit about the role of the board. And you mentioned about the history of our local board, and we were just talking a little bit about the committees and how they work together and feed the board of directors with information so the board of directors can do what they need to do to support our local realtors. All these positions, Diane, they're high-paid jobs, aren't they? Board of directors, committee members.
I wish.
Yeah. Not so much.
It's completely volunteers. So hats off to all our board members who do volunteer their time and committee members, because they're taking away their valuable time from selling and listing residential, commercial, or industrial mm-hmm. for that purpose.
Absolutely. I don't see it after having the experience on that one committee. I don't see it as a completely unselfish endeavor, though, because we all are in an industry we love, and I found it to be a great time to experience and learn more about the industry that I'm involved in and I love. So I think there's definitely a takeaway of being a volunteer in those capacities.
Absolutely. I, for one, Dale, sat as a board of director. Well, this is my 7th year.
7 years.
Yeah. So,
thank you.
So for a number of years, you know, I was asked to, you know, if I'd be interested in running for president. However, I wasn't. And last year, I felt ready to take on the chore. But I have to say that during those 7 years sitting on the board of directors, I learned a lot. The other people that were there, I learned from them. It's a sharing of information and coming to decisions as a whole. It was a very good growing experience.
And a lot of what I got out of it was a lot of appreciation for possibly some of the infrastructure that I would have normally just taken for granted, that it just existed and it ought to be there and it ought to be just right at my fingertips. And it helped me get an appreciation, especially in the capacity on the computer committee and the technical side, that, you know, it's a reminder that this stuff is functioning for a reason, because there are volunteers and they're taking their precious time out of their week to help keep that motor humming, for sure. And being on the leading edge of things, too, I would imagine that you've, over those 7 years, you've been involved in and understanding things before the mainstream actually gets a chance to see those.
Absolutely. Like my 7 years consisted of sitting on committees myself and as chairs. And I would, you know, recommend any realtor to take the opportunity to become a committee member or, you know, as a board of director. It is a learning experience and can be very gratifying.
So there you are performing your duty and recruiting future committee members and volunteers. So, Diane, can you explain a little bit about your actual duties as the prez?
As president, I pretty much work hand in hand with the EO of Northumberland Hills Association in determining decisions that need to be made on an ongoing basis. The office at the board is always humming. The phones are always ringing. It's a busy spot. And ultimately, we, as a board of directors, meet once a month. And that is where we discuss, you know, month-to-month activities that are happening and having to resolve maybe something or, you know, take next steps on something. But that is ultimately where the decisions are made at the monthly board meetings.
Right. And I must say, every time that I drop into that board office, the ladies there are busy.
They are.
They are busy. They're busy to a point I feel guilty just because I like to stop and chat, and I have to really limit myself because I know I'm taking away precious working time from them. So all these years you've worked on the board of directors and now as president this year, what would you say you like most about it? Your eyes are widening here.
I think for me as president, it's been a real learning curve. I have chaired many committees, but as president, it is a little bit of a different role. I have had the opportunity to meet and chat with all the presidents across Canada and many across Canada. And I think as the presidents of any board across the province and across Canada, we're all facing the same dilemmas. We're all facing the same challenges. It's no different. Technology, you know, sharing services, the economy. It doesn't matter where you are, whether you're rural Ontario or you're the Toronto Real Estate Board or you're from Northern Ontario, you're still facing all of those challenges. So as president, it's been very rewarding being able to speak with other presidents and see their take on everything and being able to share information.
So would there be a lot of travel involved as well, Diane? With these other 40 boards in Ontario, are there events that you need to be at where you meet all these different people?
As president-elect, I did do training that was for the president and the president-elect. And then the second year, of course, I went for training for the president.
Mm-hmm.
It was very intense training, but it was training that was very beneficial that prepared us for our role. Then there was, of course, the Ontario Real Estate Association Conference that was held in Toronto and the Canadian Real Estate Association that mm-hmm. was held in Ottawa. So those were two conventions or two conferences that I attended.
And are those open to all realtors?
Our particular board does provide for me to go and our EO. Again, board to board depends on their budgets and how many people they can afford to send.
But if for an example, if I want to go to one of those conferences, the Canadian or the Ontario, and I want to foot my own bill, is that
absolutely open
to
absolutely
members?
Yep, you yeah. just contact our EO and she would register you and you could go.
And what do you think? Do you think just the average realtor is it something that they would glean a whole lot out of, or do you think it's best just to let your elected officials go and return and give us a message of what the takeaways were?
I know as a realtor, our time is precious.
Mm-hmm.
So taking 3 days to go away to a conference, can be quite overwhelming because you've left your office, your clients, and hopefully everybody else is picking up the pieces for you. So it's not something I think that everybody jumps to want to do.
No.
Therefore, the president does bring back the information and shares it with the board, therefore shares it with all the members.
Mm-hmm. And what would seem like a really basic question, Diane, I just want to ask you, in your opinion, what is a realtor? And would you recommend being a realtor as a career for someone?
I personally really enjoy my position as a realtor. It does provide me with some flexibility. There are some disadvantages, like any job. You're working evenings and weekends, and your time is not your time. It's you go when you get called. If someone wants to see a house, you jump and go. Someone wants to do an offer at 9 and 10 o'clock at night, you head to the office. So it can be quite demanding, mm-hmm. however, very rewarding in the end.
Right, yes. Sometimes you get you get clients who are very thoughtful about your time, and they'll say, Dale, we're thinking about going on a weekend. Is that okay? And I basically say, when people are off work, that's showtime for us. That's just what we signed up for. So you're absolutely right. Well, Diane, we're going to take another small break. This is Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7 FM, truly local radio. Join Diane and me after this short break, and we'll continue to talk about some of the issues your local real estate board has been involved in and will be working on.
I just got married, and I wanted to leave my collection of flannel shirts to my new wife, Lucille, in case of an unfortunate hunting accident. But my cousin Bob was a lousy shot, let me tell you. Jim McGrath made it easy to make a will so that my three previous wives could not touch my stuff. He's been lawyering for 30 years, and let me tell you, he knows what he's doing. Plus, he's a real nice guy. Call Jim McGrath today at 905-373-1999 and tell him Cletus sent you.
Hi, I'm David Hayes of Cedar Rail, and on behalf of my partner Wendy Bellin, we just want to tell you about our new show, It's All About the Music, which airs Wednesday night at 7 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7. The show features local entertainment as well as great musicians from the past, such as Patsy Cline and Merle Haggard. Hope you can tune in, Northumberland 89.7, Wednesday night at 7.
For over 35 years, Northumberland Security Incorporated has been providing everything necessary for physical and electronic security. From locks, alarms, safes, access control to surveillance systems, and handicapped door operators. We are virtually a one-stop personal and property security center, operating from Pickering to Peterborough to Picton and everywhere in between. Visit us at 22 King Street West in Coburg, online at northumberlandsecurity.com, or call 905-372-8951, the professional security team.
Welcome back. This is Dale Bryant on Reality Realty Northumberland 89.7 FM. It's truly local real estate talk. We're live in the studio with Diane Chapman, the current president of the Northumberland Hills Association of Realtors and a real estate broker at Tip Top Realty, Inc. Brokerage. Last segment, we were talking about some of the positions in our local real estate board. We talked about some of the committees involved and Diane's role as president on the board. The board basically, Diane, provides services and tools to local realtors, and correct me if I'm wrong, that enable the realtors to serve our local community with the best possible real estate services available. Would that pretty much sum it up?
Absolutely. Technology is a huge part of our job, and making sure that we have up-to-date information and tools that are beneficial for our realtors. So giving them the opportunity to be able to do searches, do reports for clients, to make informed decisions.
So you were mentioning, I'm trying to think, 1962, I believe you said our local board was formed. And so I would imagine the functions of that first board looked very different, because you go, when I asked you about that, you go right to technologies.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine the function of that first board looked very different than today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, back in 1966 is when it was established. I'm sure it was. It was more of a roundtable discussion. It was, papers that we didn't have technology back then. We didn't even have fax and email. So it was a matter of visiting everybody and exchanging keys. And
And the best quality carbon paper was likely discussed.
Press hard.
Press hard. Yeah, for sure. So, Diane, can the listeners have an idea of the structure of our board and some of the components that make up our board? Can you tell us a little bit about what, in real language, what the board has actually maybe done recently to help realtors help our local community?
Absolutely. Well, once again, conforming to change. We have been working with surrounding real estate boards and taking a look at shared services that we can do. We're one of, there's actually two different things happening in Ontario now, and we're one of them, where we have six boards working together. We've been discussing this over the past 2.5-3 years and about how we can do shared services to cut costs and make it easier for the realtor. So that is something that's ongoing right now. We call it search integration. We've had many roundtable discussions with the surrounding boards, being Peterborough, Bancroft, Kawartha Lakes, Quinte, and Kingston, and ourselves, on how we can do that. So technology is, we're looking at another bit of a shuffle towards the future in being able to incorporate all of these six boards together so that when we do a search, there's no boundaries. We can do a search, you know, anywhere from between Coburg to Belleville and north to Bancroft if we want for a client. We're not having to go in specifically to each board.
Yeah, that would be very interesting, because as soon as we get very close right now, as soon as we get very close to the Brighton border, you start having to, as a realtor, you start having to jump into a different system,
you do,
so to speak, and it does make the whole process a little more time consuming. Or as you head up towards the Rice Lake area, you start to, it starts to become more of a question, what board might this property be listed on? And checking two boards instead of one to find out the information to best serve your client.
Absolutely, and it can be quite confusing for a realtor. And every time you go into a different board, their system looks different.
Mm-hmm.
So the new system is something that we have agreed that we all like and approve. So whether you're looking in Bancroft or Kingston or in Northumberland County, the new technology for searching homes will be identical.
And searching homes, very important when a person who owns a home thinking of selling their home for that realtor, that complete search is very important to that seller, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Diane? They need to establish prices, and you really don't want to miss a key sale.
No. Because you could take a look at the seller's property and where it's located, and you could do a radius around that property. That radius could incorporate the Peterborough board, the Quinte board, and Northumberland. That's just an example. So when you're looking at a radius around that property, it involves three boards. So this new system, the new search integration system, will make that much easier for all our realtors.
And anything else that the board has recently been working on that comes to mind?
New this year, we have developed a Port Hope Area Initiative Committee to work with the PHAI. We had one meeting a couple of months ago where it was actually very successful. We sat down and discussed our concerns as a realtor and what's happening, and we'll be able to work together in the future on that.
And then I would imagine as things progress, then bring information back to the local realtors here in Northumberland County that they can better answer the questions to their clients.
Absolutely. The PHAI office in Port Hope has a wealth of information. We just conducted a bus tour for our realtors last week, which was very successful, and they were able to give us a dialogue on what's happening and give us a tour of where the cleanup is going to happen. Very informative and educational.
And that particular topic is a great topic to have all the information available. Well, we've seen it in the news. Somebody pulls out, dusts off their soapbox and stands up and wants to be heard and wants their 15 minutes of fame. And there's been a lot of differing information coming out about Port Hope and that whole scene, hasn't there?
Absolutely. And there's a website, if you just visit it, it completely explains what's happening and how it happened and the cleanup that's involved. It is something that is a concern, I think, and will continue to be so. However, the information is there. So anyone who has any concerns, I would just recommend them visiting the PHAI office and getting that information firsthand.
Great. Thanks, Diane. And you've been on the board of directors for 7 years. You've been a realtor. And that whole over 25 years, has it always been in this community? As a realtor, you've been a registered realtor for?
Yes. Our office in particular, we belong to two different boards. We belong to the Northumberland Hills Board and Quinte, only because we sit on the border and we work with clients from the Quinte area. So in that respect, we have been a member of both boards. So I personally work primarily from Quinte north to 7 to Bowmanville.
Right. And so you're covering, you cover a bit of a strange area because the town of Brighton is actually in Northumberland County.
It is.
But as far as realtors are concerned, Brighton is part of the Quinte board.
It is. And that's just the way it was set up back in 1960s. I have no explanation as to why that was, but with the new search integration with all six boards, that will eliminate all borders.
Yeah, they'll make it a little less confusing for some, because I know right now when you have homes anywhere from say Colburn to Brighton, you really need to check both boards because you have no idea which one you'll find it on.
Absolutely.
A lot of realtors will put it on both boards, as I know you do at your office. And that has helped in the past eliminate confusion. So over the long haul, Diane, what have some of the highlights been, not just recently, but of the board over the past, say, 7 years? Can you think of some issues that the board has taken on? And
Well, like I mentioned earlier, technology is probably the biggest forefront because technology changes our role. And we are getting busier. We're Northumberland is being discovered.
Well, that's excellent. And I would like to announce to our listeners, I would like to welcome our co-host, our late coming arriving co-host, Dave Smith. Dave, how in the world are you?
I'm fine. I'm late. I don't know if you noticed. I wasn't here earlier, and I should have pointed that out to you, but
well,
I'm gonna do that now.
We did know you weren't here, because if you were here, you never are here and not noticed.
Not noticed.
Let's just say that.
Well, that's good to know. My sincere apologies.
And I'm not going to say why you're always noticed, but you're certainly noticed. Well, I'm glad you could make it, Dave. I was wondering if everything was okay. I was hoping you hadn't run into any trouble.
Everything's fine. My van, not so fine, but I'm fine.
Okay.
So that's good to know.
Well, that's partially good to know. So Dave, we've just been talking to Diane about the board and some of the things that the board has done in the past. And I'm just curious, Diane, anything you see in the future coming down the pipeline that the board might be taking on and taking a look at?
Probably the biggest initiative is the technology component and the six boards working together. That's a big project. So that is big.
That's getting a lot of people to agree with the same thing, isn't it?
And it's been a huge process of that. It's getting six boards agreeing to everything. And it's a give and take.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you've been listening to Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio. Join Diane, myself, and Dave Smith, now Dave Smith as well, after this short break, and we'll be taking a look at the Northumberland real estate market with Diane Chapman.
The story you are about to hear is true.
Ed White fixed my refrigerator.
And?
He did a great job. Now I don't need to buy a new fridge. And if I don't get a new fridge, then I won't need a whole new kitchen to go with it. So my guy is saying Ed White saved him $20,000.
Guys, save 20 grand. Call Ed White Appliance Service in Port Hope at 905-885-7109.
Yes, it is worth fixing.
We're all volunteers here at Northumberland 89.7. Interested in getting involved? We have positions on air and behind the scenes. Send us an email, info@northumberland897.ca.
Starting your own business is an exciting time in your life, but are you aware of your legal responsibilities as a business owner? Jim McGrath specializes in business law and knows what needs to be done to protect you and your investment. Jim has been a lawyer for over 30 years and understands the law, so you don't have to. As a local resident and an entrepreneur himself, Jim McGrath is a trusted source in our community for business owners just like you. Call 905-373-1999 and let Jim McGrath give you the legal peace of mind you need.
Welcome back to Reality Realty with Dave Smith, Dale Bryant, and Diane Chapman, current president of the Northumberland Hills Association of Realtors and real estate broker at Tip Top Realty, Inc. Brokerage out of Colburn. Again, I'll identify myself in case you didn't recognize me as I came in belatedly, something that Dale, I'm sure, will not let me forget very soon. But the 2015 spring real estate market, pretty strong. Is that the way you describe it?
I would describe it as that. It's very busy. I don't think there's a realtor out there that's not running their legs off right now.
It's certainly been pretty strong for both Dale and I as well. And have you ever seen anything like this before? Has this happened fairly recently, or is this a pretty strong development overall historically?
The spring market always is a busy market. It's the time when people want to look at houses, move during their summer holidays, have the kids registered before school starts. So typically, the spring market always is the busiest market. However, I have seen a difference this year. I think it's a busier. I think we have a lot more people coming from the east and the west looking at Northumberland County as a potential home.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Diane, I've every week or every other week that I put together the points to ponder, I always like to call up Google, type in real estate, and then hit news. And so many times I have read news articles about this spring, you know, realtors who have had 20, 25, 30 plus years experience being quoted as saying busiest spring they've ever seen. And this is from areas all over Ontario and even in other provinces. I've been reading this. So absolutely, Dave, as you mentioned, an unusual market. An unusual market where we've likely seen, Diane, more multiple offers. Have you been experiencing more multiple offers than typical?
Multiple offers in the spring market are quite typical. However, I think with the abundance of purchasers coming to the area, there has been an increase in multiple offers.
Which leads to a percentage of asking price changing considerably?
Potentially, yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I think that's more of a forefront in the Toronto real estate area where a house goes on the market and within 3 days it's gone because of multiple offers. So, you know, the dynamics from the GTA to here are completely different. However, we are experiencing a much busier year.
Do you find that changes? Do you think that's going to change the way you have to do business? I'm not saying it's a completely different way of approaching it, but certainly multiple offers. I'm sure there's been peaks and valleys for you in the past, but do you think that's something that's going to change the way members of your board are active or the way they do their transactions in the future with anticipation of maybe this might be something that continues on? Is it a different way of doing business from a real estate professional's point of view?
I wouldn't say it's a different way, because we've always dealt with multiple offers.
Mm-hmm.
We are now looking at a different process of doing that as realtors, you know, making sure that they're registered, they're in writing, that sort of mm-hmm. thing. So the process has changed, but it's always been there. Multiple offers have always been there, and it's difficult because you can only sell a house to one person, so there's always someone upset. So that it makes it very challenging.
So, Diane, you just mentioned a moment ago about people from the GTA coming into our area more and more. Has that been your experience?
It has been mine. What I'm finding is people have moved from the GTA and they've moved to, say, Curtis or Bowmanville or even Oshawa, and now they're saying, you know, now it's filling up and they want more rural, they want more privacy. So those people are moving down.
And with this GTA, migration, let's say, into our county, occasionally those GTA buyers are using their GTA realtors from time to time. And do you find a different mentality on an offer that's coming from out west?
You know what? We try, as an Ontario real estate agent, we all work with the same rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little bit different here in Northumberland County because we deal with wells and septics. We deal with severances and that sort of thing. So the mentality could be potentially different if GTA realtors aren't familiar with that sort of thing. That really is about the only difference that I can point out.
Well, Diane, as I asked you that question, I saw your eyes widen. You handled that very politically correct, and I thank you for keeping us all on track here with that question.
That's usually my role in this is to make the wide-eyed look. So,
yeah. So, okay, let's take it a little more tamely with this. And now I'm losing trust factor with Diane here. As this GTA migration is coming towards Northumberland County, there are other aspects that our community will be dealing with, I'm sure. We have small town Cobourg, small town Port Hope, small town Colborne, and as people are migrating here from Toronto, I know that small town feel is something that our communities really value and really want to preserve. So as we grow, how do you see this being a challenge to our local communities?
Well, Dale, we said it right from the beginning. It's called change. We go through life, and it involves change, constant change. And I think that the small rural communities are going to grow. We're seeing it now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just an ultimate factor that we are going to grow. We are going to become bigger. We are going to have more of a population. Housing is going to keep going, and it's going to just get busier.
And in particular, I know yourself and Stan. You do real estate all through Northumberland County, all types of real estate, residential, commercial, and other. And what kind of changes are you seeing? Your office is in Colborne.
And we have an office in Cobourg as well.
In Cobourg.
Yep.
And what kind of changes are you seeing in, I'm just curious about the Colborne area. What are you seeing happening out that way?
I think quite the same as what Cobourg and Port Hope have experienced. You know, we're looking at housing development in the community, and more housing is going up in vacant lots, and there's just more of a need. So again, it comes down to supply and demand. Coburg's changing, Port Hope's changing, and so will all the small rural communities like Colburn and Campbellford and Hastings. They're all going to grow. They're all going to change.
And some of these small communities can be quite affordable to get into, can't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks, Diane, for joining us.
Should we be saying thanks, Dave, for joining us?
What's the best way for listeners to contact you and your office?
Well, there's a few different ways. You can certainly look at our website at tiptoprealty.ca. Give us a call at 905-355-1555 as our office number. But I'm here mostly as president to promote the local realtor. You know, use realtors that know the area, mm-hmm. that know, you know, the municipalities, they know the statistics. So I guess my plug is for the local realtor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, Diane, for joining us. You've been excellent. You've had great information, and you've kept us on track. And thank you for filling in as co-host and guest for the majority of the show. So, Dave, time has flown by again. We thank the listeners for spending best part of the last hour with us this morning. Dave, can you tell us a little bit about next week's show?
Yeah, next week we're going to have Bodan Clufus. And Bodan is the owner of Premier Mobility, an exciting new business out of Grafton, right here in Northumberland County. And what Bodan does is, right in his motto, we bring quality of life to your door. It's going to be an interesting show. We'll talk about how to make the improvements in your home to possibly make your present home work better for you, so you can stay in the home. Or if you're moving to a new home and a member of your family has some challenges, physical challenges that may make it difficult to live in that home, he and his team offer solutions for everything from grab bars to wheelchair ramps to stair lifts. This might be the solution your family needs for your present or for your next home. So we're looking forward to Bodan joining us next week. If you have any questions or comments or topic suggestions pertaining to real estate, please feel free to contact Dave by emailing dave@realityrealty.ca, or you can contact Dale by emailing dale@dalebryant.ca, or you can call the station at 905-372-2391.
Don't forget to join me, Dale Bryant, Real Estate Broker with Royal LePage Pro Alliance Realty Brokerage, and Dave Smith, Certified Home Inspector with Pillar to Post Home Inspectors, next Thursday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon for Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7 FM, truly local radio. Until next week, folks.